God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Oh, good evening, friends. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. I'm going to take a look at the Savior tonight. And this is Do Not Keep Silent. Yeah, don't be a pushover. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Going to be sharing with you tonight from Charlie Wolcott just a bit about studying on the attributes, character, and actions of God in the Psalms. The God of the Psalms is what we're taking a look at. Psalm 27:1 tonight is where we're going to start. And later on, we'll take a look at his sovereignty as well. But right now, let's take a look at Jesus, at Almighty God, being Savior. Psalm 27, verse 1 states, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Psalm 27, verse 1 there. Friends, as we get started tonight, let's not miss this. Jesus is the Savior, the salvation for all mankind. It does not take astute observations to discover that people tend to get themselves into trouble quite easily, let alone having that trouble find them. There's a common story about a man who fled to the roof of his house during a flood. You might have heard this before, and believed that God would rescue him. A raft floated by and he denied taking it because God was going to rescue him. A manned boat came by and offered to pick him up, and he denied the offer, saying God would rescue him. Then a helicopter flew by and offered him a space on the helicopter to get out of there, and he denied the offer, saying God would rescue him. Friends, he drowned later in the flood. So when he got to heaven, he asked God, "Well, why didn't you rescue me?" God replied, "I tried 3 times and you wouldn't listen." Dear friends, God's plan to rescue comes in many ways, shapes, or forms. God is not going to provide a supernatural solution unless all of the natural solutions have been exhausted. And if a natural solution is available, well, God will likely use it first. In a financial crunch, God may not provide a sudden gift of cash to fill the need. He may grant a job through which that need might be met. I hope you're hearing that, friends. Israel's primary image of God being the Savior, it's rooted in Exodus. You know, in the Exodus, leaving Egypt to go to the Promised Land. After being held in slavery for 400 years, God raised up Moses and quite supernaturally delivered Israel from Egypt, the most powerful nation on earth at the time. With the 10 plagues and the famous crossing of the Red Sea, Egypt was annihilated. Israel had entered Egypt merely as one family, and they left Egypt as a nation. And whenever Israel called up God for a time of need, they always went back to this one thought: the God who brought us out of Egypt. God rescued Israel many times, friends, throughout the nation's history after this moment, through periods of the judges and the kings, and we've shared that numerous times here on Do Not Keep Silent. We see all of the battles and the accounts where God came in for the rescue from empires, armies, plagues, famine, and much more. However, God is not merely interested in rescuing his people from their immediate circumstances, but rather the bigger picture of rescuing us from sin, death, and even from ourselves. Man's biggest problem is not really Satan or the world system. Our biggest problem, friends, is self, selfishness. And God desires to rescue mankind from ourselves. But if we're honest with ourselves, often humans do not want to be rescued from self. Because many of us still love ourselves way too much. Yet Jesus said self must die in order to be his disciples. Jesus is the Savior, the only Savior. There is no other name by which human beings can be saved, friends. Again, taking time tonight as we get started here, looking at God as Savior. Psalm 27, 1 states, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Again, that's Psalm 27, verse 1, sharing with you tonight out of the God of the Psalms, written by Charlie Wolcott, studying the attributes, character, and actions of God that we find in the Psalms. It says, "Do not keep silent." Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Appreciate you being with me here for the program. Let's dig into FastCast right now. And this is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors FastCast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
We see in Acts 2 that it says, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as everyone had need." Well, today I'd like to challenge you, dear listener, with having a biblical worldview mindset instead of having a mindset that's a secular humanistic worldview. You see, the choice really is yours to make. Are you putting your hope and trust and faith in a broken and what I will call a slave-making system? Or are you putting your faith and hope and trust in Almighty God and his people, you know, the church? As you can hear from that text I shared earlier, the biblical answer is to look to God Almighty and his people. To dig more into this idea, go read my blog post titled, "There is a Better Way, Almighty God's Way," today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors FastCast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason Dezurek.
If you know that you have heard from God correctly, when the naysayers come and tell you ridiculous things like, "If it was God's will, it wouldn't be this hard." If you know you've heard from God correctly, try harder. Let your actions speak louder than their negative and uninspiring words. Grow, mature, and become complete, not lacking anything. Again, when you know the direction that God has called you, obey him. And ignore all the noise around you. Ignore it. Friends, this is one reason why we need to be in the Word of God, so we know his truth and obey. Babe Ruth said, "It's hard to beat a person who never gives up."
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, and as we continue on, I'm going to dig into God's sovereignty, and what I'm about to share may seem like it kind of conflicts, because, friends, God does give us choice, too. It's both and, not and or. I freely admit, as we continue on, I don't understand having a mindset that promotes or educates our children into the mindset of being okay with mediocrity. I just can't wrap my brain around that. Nor can my spirit understand it either. Look, friends, I'm glad that you got out of bed and you consider that something that's really good. If that's what you're at, where you're at, great. I'm also thankful for those that pushed me when I was younger. Again, I'm glad you got out of bed. Good for you. Now it's time to make the next step for you and start moving into striving for greatness. Friends, I'm thankful for both of my parents, but my father is the one that taught me to have a cleaner mindset, a mindset of don't quit, to be okay not listening to the naysayers. Ignore them. If you know where God is calling you to go, go. Obey. My father and my mother taught me to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit and just listen to when the Holy Spirit is leading me. Also, I've been blessed to have the opportunity to sink into the lives of many youth over the past 25 years. It's been quite a journey. I've never had one of those students come to me. Not once. Friends, once they became an adult, they never came to me and said, "You pushed me too hard. I'm so mad at you for trying to make me better." Not one time. Now, I have had some who are still students and some who are now adults thank me for pushing them past what they thought they had in them. I even had a student this year tell me, "Thanks for believing in me before I believed in myself." I'm so thankful for the father who came to tell me how thankful he was that we didn't baby his daughter when we were doing ministry with her. We didn't baby her after she had, well, came out of a very difficult situation, being in a wheelchair for over a year, not walking for over a year, a teenager, friends. Yes, she had some major issues. This father came to tell me how encouraging that it was to see her striving for greatness and how different and confident that she'd become now and is becoming, giving her a mindset of victory, not victimhood. Friends, we need to practice greatness in the Lord and ignore the noise all around us. We need to stop worrying also if things are quote unquote fair. Because friends, here's reality. Get ready for this. They are not fair. Life is not fair. On this side of the fall, Adam and Eve fell. And on this side of heaven, before we get to heaven, life is not fair. It's just the way it is. Stay focused on Christ and do your best to stay in control of what you can control. And really, that's your attitude. Learn to enjoy the moment that you are in. Learn to enjoy the moment that God has put you in, that God is allowing you to live out. My name is Jason Azurek, your host for the program. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Wanted to continue this half hour sharing with you out of the God of the Psalms, written by C.A. Wolcott, one of our author, blogger, and speaker for the ministry, a study on the attributes, character, and actions of God in the Psalms. Today, to wrap up this half hour, wanted to dig into God and his sovereignty, Psalm 66:7. This is what we see. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Psalm 66:7. Friends, God is sovereign. He is not just the king over this world and over the universe. But friends, get ready for this. He has complete and full control over every little detail. God allows man to make his decisions, however. Not one decision, friends, is made without God knowing. Not only that, not one decision is made, nor any consequences thereof are outside of his control either. Many people cite Pharaoh during the Exodus or Nebuchadnezzar when he lost his mind for 7 years as examples of how God can determine how a man can think. They will cite Jeremiah 18 when describing a potter and the clay, and they are correct. They're correct at least to a point. God is in control. However, God controls also uses man's choices. It gets very big here, meaning it's a big thought. Little illustrates God's sovereignty more than in fulfilled prophecy, especially when the prophecy is fulfilled by the very enemies of God. When Judas betrayed Jesus, he received 30 pieces of silver. That silver was then returned to the temple, cast down, picked up, and used to buy a potter's field, in which Judas hung himself. Friends, this was predicted in Zechariah 11, 12 through 15. Jesus, at the time Judas returned the money, was on trial, if not already on the cross. How could he have orchestrated that? Friends, it gets better. For Jesus to be the Messiah, he had to perfectly fulfill all 300 plus prophecies made about him, plus the words that he said himself. What does that mean? It means if Satan wanted to authentically disprove Jesus, it could be something as simple as trading Jesus for 20 gold coins or 50 pieces of copper, anything except 30 pieces of silver. He messed up on that one. 1 Corinthians 2:8 tells us, if the rulers, which includes Satan in his plotting, if the rulers knew what they were doing, they never would have crucified Jesus. God is sovereign, meaning all powerful. He can take the most wicked and evil plotters and still use them for his own glory, for his own purposes, even as they rage against him. God is sovereign. He's sovereign over their affairs too. And he will work all things, both good and bad, for their good. We see that in Romans 8, 28. God works all things together for the good for those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. Friends, the Bible does not say things will turn out for the good of all. No. That is not what the Bible claims, though a lot of people like to think that. It says it will turn out for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purposes. When the wicked seem to have things under their control, God is still sovereign. He laughs at them, holding them in derision. They can only play into his hands, friends. Go check out Psalm 2, 4. To understand that just a little bit more. The world may be turning on its head, but none of it is outside of God's hand. He allows the wicked to prosper, but only in the same way a farmer allows his cattle to be fattened before the slaughter. God knows the end of the wicked, and we have no need to fear them. God has such control over the affairs of men, angels, and demons that he can provide for his children and get the devil to pay for it out of his own pocket, all the while letting the devil think he's winning. God is in control. Friends, he is sovereign over all the affairs of human beings. And no amount of sin is going to remove him from his position and his rule. Wrapping up tonight, taking a look at the God of the Psalms, a study on the attribute, character, and actions of God in the Psalms, written by C.A. Wolcott. Taking a look at it, sovereign tonight, again, Psalm 66:7. He rules by his power forever. His eyes observe the nations. Do not let the rebellious exalt themselves. Psalm 66:7. Again, friends, you can find this resource at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. The God of the Psalms, a study on the attribute, character, and actions of God in the Psalms. And as we wrap up, friends, who is God? Who is this God? Well, friends, we can really never fully know God's character. But, friends, the book of Psalms provides us with a rich and poetic description of who God is. Friends, the God of the Psalms covers 90 different attributes, actions, and character traits of God that are found in the Psalms, with explanations of how these help us to know God in our lives today. I encourage you to join author C.A. Wolcott on his 90-day journey through growing deeper in your knowledge of who God is, in your relationship with him, as you truly explore the God of the Psalms. Again, you can find that at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. My name is Jason DeZurek, your host for the program. You can also take a look at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com as well. And this is Do Not Keep Silent.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
On today's Fastcast, let's take a look at Psalm 34. It's pretty clear that David wrote this psalm out of his own personal experiences. David had gotten into a situation in Gath where he was afraid for his life, but he trusted God to protect him. Friends, what does God's protection look like in your life? Are you daily praising God for all the ways that he protects you? Are you tasting and seeing God's goodness in your life? Friends, we are called to fear God and give him glory and praise with our lives. I encourage you to read the entire psalm there, Psalm 34, and why not find our blog post written on it by Katie Erickson, and it's titled Psalm 34.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurek.
I would hope that by now, after seeing some very ungodly actions in our nation of the United States, many who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ are starting to finally see that there are many people in our nation wanting to change our foundational beliefs based in Christianity into something ungodly. Now, I am not in the least saying or implying that the United States is perfect at all. It is far from it. But to ignore the godly foundations and beliefs this nation was founded upon, at least in my humble opinion, is foolishness. Friends, I encourage you to find our blog post titled Do Justice, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly with Thy God, to find a prayer written by George Washington that was sent to all the governors of the states on the disbanding of the army. Friends, the way forward is back.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
He won't sell anybody out to buy his future. And that, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
Go find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Thanks for being with me here, friends. Again, next hour, my wife will be in, Jaya Dazurek, the next podcast we'll put out. She'll be the guest on it as well. Going to be digging into obeying God in all that we do, even when it's difficult. And you'll be able to hear it from my wife, Jaya Dazurek. We've been married 25 years. I'm so glad she'll be joining me. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. You can also find the God of the Psalms at worldviewwarriors.org. You don't know me now. You don't know me now. I'm not a pushover. I'm not a pushover. You don't know me now. You don't know me now. I'm not a pushover.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
I won't play your games. Just let me be.
Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.